without putting a depleted ozone layer. It's a new government program. No, it's a new tax package. No, it's Liberal Man.
I fight truth and justice everywhere to preserve the Democrat way.
The Adventures of Liberal Man, brought to you by Political Comics Incorporated.
Liberal Man, created in a new age explosion, decides to out himself to the public. He stands at an open window like a young spotted owl preparing for the glories of first flight.
I am here to face the Republican onslaught. Give me liberalism, or give me...
He leaps.
Death.
Sadly, it was averted to flight, heavily influenced by gravity. An old woman, clutching a cane, has been knocked over, spilling the contents of her purse, including a small pistol. Liberal Man springs out of the hole unscathed.
What? I am aerodynamically challenged. Dear woman, I am most sorry.
Did I get hit by a car? I heard all over.
Be assured, your great-grandchildren will cover Medicare costs. But what is this, my good woman? A gun? You should be ashamed.
Ashamed?
This vile outfit leads society to its downfall. Let me rid you of this evil thing.
No, don't!
You will thank me for this later.
Let me thank you for it now. Take that!
How unjust. Liberal Man's reward for eliminating an evil gun is a Singapore-style caning. Just another example of how guns cause violence. Tune in tomorrow for Liberal Man and the Hostile Senior Citizen. Faster than the average white European male, more powerful than a tax package locomotive in a Democrat-controlled Congress, can leap tall buildings at the request of special interest groups. It's Liberal Man.
I fight truth and justice everywhere to preserve the Democrat way.
Political Comics Incorporated presents The Adventures of Liberal Man.
After outing himself as a liberal superhero, Liberal Man liberated an old woman of her gun dependency. This woman, obviously an evil gun-toting NRA member, has set upon our hero with her backup weapon. Cane!
You harbor such hostility! Cane me no more! I assure you, canes will be in the next crime bill!
You destroyed my gun!
One should meditate to achieve peace!
Give that to the criminals who stole my last social security check! Oh dear, I must get home before dark!
Already, I make the world just a little bit safer!
As this violent woman steps around the corner, she meets another citizen.
Hey, lady, you bring me some more money today?
You get away from me, or I'll...
Shut up and give me your purse.
A wretched man runs from around the corner, slamming into a muscle-bound hunk, dropping the purse.
What do we have here?
It's not mine. I mean, it's my mother's purse.
Will Liberal Man pounce on him and give him a good thrashing? Or, as a new age crime fighter, give him a good talking to, a timeout, and a retraining program. There are possibilities of a government career as an IRS agent. But we digress. Tune in tomorrow for Liberal Man Faces the Mugger. Welcome to the Adventures of Liberal Man. When we left, Liberal Man had liberated society from a gun held by a misguided old woman. In turn, she met a citizen who liberated her from a purse. Liberal Man approaches the cringing mugger.
It's not mine. I mean, it's my mother's purse.
Be not afraid. Let me help you retrieve your money.
But now, the old lady stumbles around the corner and begins to tenderize the man with a cane.
Woman, can't you get a block away without assaulting someone?
He's a bum, a drug addict, and a thief.
How insensitive. It's homeless, chemically dependent, and alleged offender.
A grown man wearing a cape and spandex wants to give me advice? They should put you in a straitjacket and lock him up.
The problem is, woman, you are a reactionary.
I'm just a homeless man.
You need a hug.
My self-esteem is crushed.
I love you, man.
I can't believe this.
Retrieve your money and go. I feel your pain.
Thank you. And my mother thanks you.
You let him go with my money.
Let him be. Can't you see the pain he has endured? I'll walk you home. I was a Boy Scout until I discovered its Christian roots.
As our hero walks away with his new companion, liberalism has triumphed. One evil gun eliminated, one lesson on sensitivity to an angry woman, and a second chance to a victim of our society.
Hey, lady, you bring me some money today?
Tune in tomorrow for The Adventures of Liberal Man.
This is Liberal Man. I fight truth. truth and justice everywhere to prevail the Democrat way. As your self-appointed liberal superhero, I have an urgent message about a heinous publication, the Conservative Chronicle. I urge you not to call or tell your friends about ordering a subscription at 1-800-555-1212. The insidious writers of the Conservative Chronicle single-handedly dispel the media's repeated crusade to mold conservatives as uneducated, white trailer trash males. Mona Sharon, George Will, Thomas Sowell, and others will corrupt your mind, providing vision and political commentary, forcing you to think about trends and issues and their societal effects. I forbid you to call, to think, or tell your friends about ordering a subscription at 1-800-555-1212. 555-1212. You cannot handle these dastardly writings without liberal guidance from me. It is a plot to steal your minds.